this news item is the author of the statement, Alhaji Femi Okuno. Why am I so excited? I'm excited because at last we can now get some of our elders, some of our elites to contribute to public discourse and force government to do what is right. And Alhaji Okuno earns my respect for this. And this is what he says. The story says, of course, you know, Alhaji Okuno is 80 plus, is an SCN former minister way back in 1967. He's in his 80s. And he says that he urged the Lagos State Government to publish the full report of the judicial panel on police brutality. The story says that reacting to NSAR's report, Alhaji Okuno, who spoke in an interview on Arise Television, said that, but for his age, he would have joined youth to protest at the toll gate last year. That was very significant. But Alhaji, next time there's a thing like this, just call Professor Duncan. He'll tell you how he found. Professor Duncan is about 90. He'll tell you how he found his way to the Lekki toll gate and back. So he says that if not for his age, I would have been at the Lekki toll gate myself to demonstrate against the government of Nigeria and Lagos State. And therefore, I would like to call on Alhaji Okuno to please rally around his age group and so on and so forth. And let us take a critical look at what is going on in Lagos State. It is clear to everybody that we cannot continue like this. Just yesterday, again, another building went down in Badagry.
Yeah,
it's not just the issue of building alone. Lagos State is going through the biggest challenge since creation. The biggest challenge. Whether you like it or not, whether we're going to state it or not, the indigents, of course, they will be the most concerned, feel very uncomfortable with the way the state is going. This is not a matter of equal participation. We're not talking about that. That's the commercial enterprise of life. But everyday life, where our lives have been taken over, you know, by, you can see it, touts in various forms, both those on the streets and otherwise, laws not being enforced. Alhaji Okuno is an SCN, he will be worried. The general atmosphere, crime, you know, enforcement, so many things, even on the political front. Some of us have been making the rounds, calling people that, look, we need to find an alternative to how to run this state. We cannot continue to run Lagos State as presently constituted. We need to break the yoke that is putting us down. So I'm glad he lent his voice, but Alhaji said the work has just begun. The work has just begun. We need restoration of Lagos. Lagos needs to be rekindled. It needs to be It needs to be recalibrated. Move the chair, so I will touch the chair instead of you. It needs to be. Lagos State, it needs to be recalibrated.
Mm-hmm.
All the elders who sit in the Basilica, Yoruba Tennis Club, Island Club, all of you, now this is a wake-up call. Don't let this state go down. Don't let this state go down. At Palace Club, at Waka Club, all the our top elders who sit down there, throw away the green bottles for it and sit down and debate the way this state can move forward. Because if you look at it, it's a failed state. It has broken down. You need to go to central Lagos and see what the environment looks like. Nobody can survive this. Nobody can.
Well, it's a miniature version of Nigeria as a whole.
And so let's start from somewhere. Let us start from somewhere. Let's begin to shop. Let us break the yoke on our people's neck. I don't want to talk about what happened at the Igbo market because it's not in the papers. And how
it was in the headlines I read this morning, though.
Which headlines is that?
Let me see which of the papers. But I did read it this morning.
Let's look for it if you have it, because I found it on the social media and it's not in the papers. But what the story there is typical of what we are facing in Lagos. And we would like, sir, with due respect, that all the elders of Lagos follow the example. I'm glad Alhaji Okuno said that, but for age, he would have been. But like I said, Professor Duncan is 90. He was there. Back to the issue itself, we call on the government, could you please let us now have an original version? Because a member of the panel says that this is not the original version.
Yeah, but they can't put out the original version until the committee that's looking at it presents a white paper. That's a process.
There's a credibility problem. So release what has been given to you. There's no law that says you can't.
While the panel looks.
While the panel looks for the white paper, because the reason is very, very clear. Let us have a clean copy of what has been. It's not a secret document.
No, it's not.
If you wait till the white paper reacts on a document that we have not seen, we already have a credibility problem.
Yeah, on the eventual outcome of the.
Yes, we already have a credibility problem. So nobody is going to believe in any white paper. Show us, let us have a clean copy of what the tribunal actually sent to the government.
Maybe you add this commentary to this since we're here.
In today's governance, everything has to be transparent because people are suspicious of their government. It's not peculiar to Lagos or federal or to Nigeria. People want to see things. They no longer want to be blinded. They don't, as they talk on the streets, they don't shine their eye. They want to see things. So for transparency, give us a call. It's not a secret document. It has nothing to do with Boko Haram. It has nothing to do with the Third or Fourth World War. It has nothing to do with... This is a clear case of contraventions of the law that need to be exposed. And unless somebody can convince us otherwise, we would love to see a certified... That's why I would say back to Mr. Omotosho, before we get to the issue of the government's white paper, Mr. Omotosho is my good friend and is also the Commissioner for Information. Before we get to the issue of white paper, let us see what was submitted to the governor by Justice Okwobi and her panel. That's not too much to ask.
Well, I don't think so.
As we are doing that, let us also add that what we have been able to achieve with this judicial panel on Lekki has spurred us to now ask that the same thing be applied to what happened in Ikoyi. Do I hear an amen there?
Yeah.
All those who agree say aye.
Let me see. Oh yeah, respond. Just respond aye. that does not include me. I don't get to vote. No. You know how this works.
Okay. When Mimo passed this to me, this is the editorial in the Vanguard, and it talks about the Lagos toll gate massacre. They do a full history, nicely written. But at the end of the day, they say we call on the Lagos State Government to faithfully implement the panel's recommendations to achieve the purpose of restitution for which it was established. Remember that a government white paper can write off some of those suggestions, can write off some of the, or can call for a reinvestigation and waste people's time. There's so many things a government white paper can do. A government white paper might not necessarily take
it. Very conclusive.
So that's why let us know who to approach. Let us know what Justice Okwobi has done, and let's know what the government has decided to do. And the paper says that the federal and Lagos state government, and this is very significant, this goes to officials of government. You will not be in government forever. You will not be, all of you should listen to this paragraph that I'm about to read. It is very, very significant. Very, very significant. So you will not say you have not been warned. It says here, the federal and Lagos state governments should be reminded that the eyes of the world, particularly United Nations and its organs, International Criminal Court, other members of the global society and activist organizations are on this matter. They now add, there will be consequences for all those involved in the cold-blooded massacres of unarmed agitators at Lekki and elsewhere. You see what this means? There was a woman, recently, who was being tried for the atrocities she committed during the Second World War. She was brought into court on a bed or something, 90-something, almost dying. You can't escape it. If you feel that you are protected now because I'm an official of the government, I have immunity, I have this, that, it is going to be very difficult for you to escape sanctions later in life. So it is better you do the needful now.
Let me bring in...
Okay. Sorry, if as a public officer you're given a dirty job to do, you can stand up in the name of honor and your future and turn it down, and if at the very worst, walk away from the job. You'll be saving yourself something that might come towards you in future. Sorry, last paragraph. It says, once again, we call for the demolition. The Lekki toll gate issue has been completely compromised. And I think my advice to the Lagos State Government, like the Vanguard says, is to just either leave it as a monument as it is, okay, do it up as some kind of monument or cenotaph, or bring it down completely. But to run toll in that area again, it go hard.
So here's the Oyinbo story. It's reported by the Punch and the Vanguard.
How come it's not here?
Well, maybe inside the paper.
Let's take it.
So it's here. Traders protest against Oyinbo market closure. The Vanguard also headlines it as gridlock in Lagos. Excuse me, as Oyinbo traders protest closure of shops, alleged extortion. Many road users in Lagos mainland on Wednesday experienced traffic gridlock, which lasted 4 hours because there was a peaceful protest. I'm just going to summarize it. Mm-hmm. They were protesting 2 weeks closure of the market by market authorities.
2 weeks,
yeah. It's one of the oldest markets. Now, many of them claim that the closure was ordered by the instructions of the Iyalaja General of Nigeria, Folasade Tinubu Ojo, who allegedly demanded the sum of 5 million naira before reopening. She was said to have locked the gates of the plaza following complaints of traders displaying wares in an untidy environment.
Okay.
Now, these people came up with placards with inscriptions that include Folasade Tinubu Ojo, Ahmed Tinubu's daughter, leave Oyinbo market alone. Mm-hmm. Mainland local government hear our cry. We have children and we have house rent to settle. Mm-hmm. We refuse to be miscreants. Some of them lost millions naira of worth of goods, those who have perishable items.
Yes, because
they say that they forced their way in on Tuesday night, but got in to discover all their items were already destroyed, perished.
I saw the video. This is a very, very unfortunate incident. And if the story, and using the word if the story is anything to go by, it is part of the impunity we need to put a stop to in this state. Issue number one, the place was locked up by a lady called Folasade Tinubu Ojo, who by coincidence happens to be the daughter of Ashiwaju Tinubu. We need to state the facts.
She's also the Iyalaja General.
Wait so. Now.
Let me throw that one in.
Wait, I'm coming step back. I'm building a house.
Oh, yeah, now.
Yes, and I don't want it to come down.
Oh, okay, let's make the foundation strong.
Folasade Tinubu Ojo parades herself as the Iyalaja General. To the best of my knowledge, I don't know if any election took place amongst market holders. I don't know who appointed her Iyalaja General of Nigeria, not just of the state. I don't know who did that. I also remember that this same issue, you know, happened in Ikeja.
Yes.
And the Computer Village people went to court and won.
Yes.
You see, we have gotten to a stage where people assign responsibilities to themselves and the power. It's not just in her. You find some, for example, who have traditional titles and believe that they can lord it over anybody. And they've gone unchallenged. That must stop now. It must stop now. For example, why would you close a market? Under which powers? Number one, even if you did have the powers, would you close a market for 2 weeks?
Oyinbo
market. Any market.
Any market.
Any market. Why would you stop an income stream of Nigerians? Even those who earn this income are suffering. Talk less of an income stream for 2 weeks. I don't know if she owns the plaza, so I got to be careful. The authority under which she did that needs to be challenged. And I expect the government to stand up for the people in this particular case. I expect one of our top lawyers, one of our civil rights, to quickly wade in and put up a fight for these people. Because it's not going to end there. They must be compensated if we found that they have a case. They must be compensated for 2 weeks loss of income and for, look at, you saw the video, most of their goods had gone bad. When are we going to take this knee off our neck? Not just in Lagos, but in Nigeria. You know, we will wait patiently. Let us see if the government itself will come to the aid of the people by wading in. And let us see on whose side the government will be in this. But let me tell you, The end is in sight for impunity in Lagos. The end is in sight for injustice. The end is in sight for people thinking that Lagos belongs to them and is in their pocket. Some of them will put their hands in their pocket at a crucial time and discover that that pocket is empty. Governor Sanwo-Olu has a challenge here again to prevent another crisis in this instance. Do you know why? This demonstration, if care is not taken, could spread to... We need to find out who is an ideology general. Who appointed? Is it an appointment?
Yeah.
Is it by election?
So I'm doing a quick search now, and what I found out, because again, like you said, in 2020, this case came up, the Computer Village matter,
yes.
And there were questions about her authority and even
yes.
how she became a Yelodja General.
Yes.
The Premium Times did a report, and I'm reading it here. Now, where is it? Yeah, here it is, where it says summarily that the late President General of Lagos Market Men and Women, Abibat Mogaji, mm-hmm. appointed her granddaughter, that's Folashade Tinubu Ojo, as the new Yelodja before she passed
excuse
on.
Me.
So is this a traditional... This a
are
traditional
you reading
office?
Something from an Enid Blyton movie?
No.
She appointed just by appointment and that's it?
Yeah.
Well, if the marketers are happy with it, who am I? But, I mean, all of us can see where all this is coming from.
Okay, let's go on to Ondo State because of our time. Do you mind?
It's even worse.
Well,
my
80% of my callers this morning liked it until I asked them if they would do the same. So somehow people are double.
Okay, go ahead. Let's go ahead.
PDP knocks Akeredolu as governor, appoints son, DG, and nominates 21. So he appointed him the director general of the State Performance and Project Implementation Monitoring Unit. A lot of my callers said, yeah, why not if he's capable to do it?
No. Akeredolu has set himself up, and I'm highly disappointed. Whoever pushed him to doing this, don't wish him well. I would say it straight up. Akeredolu is my friend. We were in school together. It was in school that he got the nickname Aketi, an emperor. This is a no-no. It is a no-no. First of all, the gentleman in question has the right to be appointed, given any appointment. You don't fault that. But you must always look at circumstance. You must always look at circumstance. Now, even if you... Because there are so many young people that could have been given the same opportunity, who have worked all their lives for the party, worked all their lives, put their lives on the line during the campaign. Because whether we like it or not, public appointment it also has a reward element in it. And it lends to what I said to my people here in Lagos, that don't turn yourselves into perpetual slaves. You work day and night, you go for campaign, go for rallies, wear Ankara, go to the airport, do everything. At the end of the day, not them picking, they go put there. You can't run away from the fact that public appointment is a reward system. Now, to make it worse, for political pundits, those who know the intricacies of politics and so on and so forth, you now appoint the man, the Director General Performance and Project Implementation.
Monitoring.
In political circles, that's a cash cow. Every contractor has to see you. Let's be honest with ourselves, it's a cash cow. Now, part of what Akeredolu might be thinking is, oh, I want to put my son in charge of performance.
Monitoring.
So that, but the state doesn't belong to you, Aketi. It's not your personal enterprise. If you can't work with other people and it has to be your son, drop the gamut and go back and pick your silk and go back to court. The state is not your... I'm sorry I have to be this brutal.
I gave an example this morning of Donald
yes.
Trump. Donald Trump had his family members, his wife, his daughter,
this
his
is
son.
Not a Trump, this is not a Trump comparison.
If he could do
and
it,
and the
why
fact
not?
That... Why not? What, is it anything that an American does that is right? Why do we develop this complex?
No, it's not about being American.
Because it happened somewhere else, does it make it right?
That's a question.
America, does it make it right? Of course not. But see where the Trumps are. But don't let's go there. Akeredolu, I'm his best friend and I'm telling him the truth. You have set yourself up for ridicule now and in the near future. And if you think that, oh, you want your quote-unquote, your eye to be there, The state is not a commercial enterprise. It's not a commercial enterprise. I remember criticizing Buhari for this, who played a premium on loyalty in appointing his, to say to him, look, it's not a, you must learn to work with other people. So I'm going to be saying to Akeredolu, unfortunately, I have a job to do, and our job is a no friend, no foe job. I'm going to have to say to you that, sorry, Akiti, this appointment isn't going down well.
Most importantly,
you have put the future of this poor boy on the line.
We have bills to pay. We'll be right back.
Make you join the Obunge Yellow Awoof giveaway. The jollificate with extra 500% bonus anytime when you recharge with 100 naira or more on top MTN Better Talk. And if you like everyday Awoof, Nastar 888 hash, you go take recharge to enjoy 600% Awoof bonus on top MTN Awoof for you. And enjoy 700% extra bonus every time when you recharge 100 naira or more on top MTN Yafu Yafu. So turn up Awoof with a burst brain.
Everywhere you go, MTN.
You know that feeling when you keep downloading and streaming interesting videos, but your mind keeps whispering,
continue, your pockets go hear am.
But not anymore. When you subscribe to MTN's affordable and reliable monthly data bundles, you will enjoy 10 gigabyte with just 3,000 naira and 20 gigabyte for 5,000 naira only. Plus, a whopping 4 gigabyte free to stream YouTube videos on your reliable data network. Simply dial *131# to select and turn up your affordable data plan on MTN. Terms and conditions apply.
Everywhere you go, MTN.
Okay, we are back. Welcome back. Let's see this one here. Inflation may push 91 million Nigerians below poverty line, says World Bank. That's a given now, Abby.
That's a given.
People are already falling below the poverty line.
Yes, that's a given. Below poverty line. I tell you what, I was at a supermarket yesterday. I couldn't buy cereal. I couldn't buy coffee.
Hey.
Yes. I couldn't buy cereal. I couldn't buy coffee. One, because, you know, because my pocket actually couldn't carry it. But even on point of principle, how can I buy a cereal for 4,800?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, hey.
My cereal is fruit and fiber. No, but that's what it's called now. That's the name of, it's not the company, it's the name of the cereals. So, but you go to the market now, and I mean, the last time I went to shop, it was... The last one I just finished yesterday, I bought it for 4,000.
You know, the way we are it's going... I remember my good friend Dubi, his first sojourn to the UK, when he came back, when this austerity measure started. He said the first thing, those were even the days before pure water. This was before Abacha days, when things had gone bad. He said the first thing he did when he opened up that fridge and all he found inside was what we call ice water. You know, in those days, we used to put water in bottles.
Yes.
In treat-up bottles.
Line
them up. Ice water, nothing, no drink. It is getting very, very bad. If I can't, with my little income here, if I'm moved not to want to buy
a box of cereal for almost 5,000 naira.
I can't buy cereals. That's off my... And the good thing about cereals is it's a very quick breakfast.
Yeah.
So that is gone. So this number itself is suspect. Maybe they're just being polite. We don't want to create panic. And that is why I'm going to go back to what I said originally when I called on Alhaji. All the elders of the land, all the interested parties now or never need to intervene. These governments that we have are going to lead us into the abyss. The most worrying, of course, is the debt profile. It's the most worrying.
And it's rising.
But even with the so-called economic policies, I'm not an economist, but I'm facing a lot of hardship. And if you ask me to sacrifice, I've been sacrificing since the days of Shagari. I mean, come on. Since I left university, I've been sacrificing. Austerity measures, almost about 40 or 50 years down the line. You know, so the future looks very bleak. If we continue along this path, we are definitely going into oblivion. I hope it doesn't get to a point where we'll start selling carcasses in open market.
Of animals?
It's got animals. Look at this robust
stop
you like to eat this little
I'm going to put off your mic.
I've heard of pork chops. Very soon, if you are not careful, you hear of human chops.
God forbid bad thing.
God forbid bad thing, but it's happening in some places. Don't let's go there.
Ah, God forbid bad thing. Let me read a few comments and then we're out of here. I see even if you lay in the same bed with Jimmy last night and your case appears in the papers, it will fire you like a complete stranger. Tell me, Bobo says here.
No, that's unfair.
well, it's fair. It says, your hatred for Trump is almost misplaced. So did you criticize Biden when his son took an appointment? No need to reply. Lola Shoremeku says, I should go and drink pap and more instead of cereal. Who has time to do that at 4 a.m. when I'm leaving?
Wait. Does she know how much pap is now?
I have a baby that takes pap. To make his bucket of pap, right? Madam, wait first. I'll be Mr. Just move to one. You know how much corn is now? I make pap every 3 months, so I know how much it is. Adeshina Gani, most of the analysis is not good for children. Kill her, she's seeing by.
How is it not good? There's no porno there.
It says it's provocative and inciting.
That's the way he looks at it.
I'm not sure I can help your matter.
This program is for adults. I can understand this program is for adults anyway.
Yeah, and the papers, I think, newspapers are not age-rated.
By saying it is provocative, I know where it's mischief.
It's mischievous.
You should know by now, in this job, we know things like that. Let's skip it.
Okay, let's go. Uncle Jimmy Akeredolu's movie is called Presidents. Did Okocha not do the same with his daughter, sister, and son, and in-law?
It still doesn't make it right.
Okay, let's go.
Especially now, I'm more concerned even for the son than for the father.
Please talk again with Jimmy Disu at 9 o'clock. He'll be here on Daily Digest. Yes. I'm back at 8 o'clock. Let's talk about employing people with mental disorders, manageable mental disorders, after the break.
You join the Obunge Yelo Awoof giveaway. The certificate with extra 500%.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.